back. Mm-hmm. And say he's not back because of the money. He's back because of...
Oh, yeah.
Because he wants excitement. It seemed like he went to livestock. Then they had some guy... Oh, goodness. I forgot what that guy did. Barbara Walters was interviewing him. I can't remember. It was three of them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about the animal that you get pork from? You call them...
A pig.
Or...
Hog.
Okay. Do you have a name for the male?
Boar.
All right. What do you say you do a male hog if you don't want him to grow up to be a boar?
Spade him.
Anything besides that?
Castrate.
Right. Do you have a name for him after that's done to him?
No.
Have you ever heard of a B-A-R-R-O-W?
Uh-oh.
Okay. What about those stiff hairs that grow on hogs' back?
I don't know.
Brittle
hairs?
Or
Bristle? Bristle? I don't know.
Right.
I never heard of it.
Well, it's spelled B-R-I-S-T-L-E-S.
B-R-I-S.
T-L-E-S.
Bristles.
Okay. What about, so a lot of male hogs have these long...
Teeth?
Yeah. You have a name for them? Just like on an elephant.
Tusk? That's a tusk.
Okay. Or two.
Two tusks.
Okay. The thing that you pour a hog's food into, that's a...
Trough.
And a plural, you have three.
Troughs.
Any name for a hog that's grown up wild?
A wild hog?
Yeah, okay. What kind of noise would you say a calf makes when it's hungry? Okay, you say the calf began to what?
Bellow.
Alright, what about a cow when it's hungry and wants to be milked?
Moo.
Okay. What about a horse? The horse began to what?
I don't know.
Okay, nicker, whinny, winker.
I don't know.
No idea. Okay. What would you call a general term for a lot of feathered animals?
Fowl.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And a hen on a nest of eggs trying to hatch something, that's a what?
Mother hen.
Okay. You ever heard it called?
Setting hen.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What would you call a place where chickens live?
A coop. Cook.
And if you're frying a chicken, there's usually a part that children like to get so that one can grab hold of one bone.
Wishbone.
Okay. Do you know anything about the superstition associated with that?
Well, if you make a wish, I think if you get the lousy hand, your wish will come true.
Okay. Do you have any general term for the inside parts of the hog that you could eat, but you might not normally eat, like the heart and all that stuff? Have you ever heard of haslet or harshlet or hashlet? None of that. Okay. This expression, if it's getting late in the day, the farmer might hear his animals making a lot of noise. You know, they're hungry. He might say, well, I didn't know it was so late. It's getting right on to...
Sunday?
Or it's what time?
Feeding time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you ever hear your father or your grandfather, anybody around here, call to their cows to get them to come in from the pasture?
Mm-hmm.
What would they say?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's all I know. How to describe it.
Would they say, yell the same thing to a cat?
I did.
Not sure.
No. Well, they came with the cows.
They came with the cows. Okay. What about if you wanted to get some horses in from the pasture?
I never knew how to call us. We didn't have horses.
Okay. All right. Do you know what he would say if he were plowing with mules to get them to turn left or right?
G, R, I don't know which one.
Don't know which is which. Okay. All right, what about if you wanted to call your hogs to come to you to feed them?
Soupy.
Okay. You say anything to scat them when you're through with them?
Get away.
What about a call to your chickens to come?
Chick.
What about to scatter them?
Ooh. It's the... Move. Shoot.
Okay. What would you say to a horse if you were on him, you're going to ride the horse, what would you say to him to get him started?
Get up.
And stop.